Now on Money News, the market wrap. Do business the clever way with a BP Plus fuel card. Visit bpplus.com.au to find out more.
And look, while it wasn't the huge bounce back that we wanted after yesterday, just a small loss looked much better to investors. The ASX 200 closed the day down 7 points or 0.1% to 7,605, with utility stocks the star performer, up more than 2.8%. Getting a good bounce was Lynas Rare Earths, which jumped just under 6% to $6.45 after Gina Rinehart and Hancock Prospecting made a move to snap up 5.82% of the company. It was a solid gold day for Evolution Mining, reporting it had increased its output of the metal by 15%, shares pushed higher by 7.5%, while many others in the gold space went up by association. Despite the Bank of Queensland's half-year profits falling by 33%, as we mentioned earlier, the shares actually lifted, up by 5.2%. And the threat of war, not bad for everyone, with defence company DroneShield securing a 3-year procurement deal with NATO, and shares finished up more than 18% to $1.12. Going the other way today was BHP, James Hardie and Sonic Healthcare, and shares in Boral went ex-dividend, with prices dropping by 4.5% to $5.72. Probably a bit disappointed that he wasn't on the show yesterday for all the market action we had then, but joining us at least to sift through today's market is Tony Sycamore, market analyst for IG Australia. Tony, welcome back to Money News.
Thank you, Deb. Good evening.
I'll get your take, if I can, first up on Jerome Powell's comments on interest rates, because he seems to almost be toying with the markets at the moment. You can understand his conservative approach, though, can't you?
Right, yeah. Well, 4 weeks ago, the Fed kept rates on hold and maintained its outlook for 3 rate cuts for 2024. But falling in the way of that, a third consecutive month of firm inflation data last week. And the Fed chair said overnight what everybody has been thinking, that interest rates would need to stay higher for longer. I think the positive from that is the shift in tone reduces the chances of the Fed making a policy blunder. And the policy blunder in this instance would be cutting interest rates while inflation remains stubbornly high. And you could see the fear of that through the price of gold over the past 3 or 4 weeks. Gold has absolutely soared, as we know, and that's because people are hedging this concern that potentially the Fed had backed itself into a significant number of rate cuts when the conditions didn't warrant it.
And for us here at home, we'll be looking very closely at our unemployment numbers out tomorrow. We got the shock result last month, which the market will be hoping was just a one-off, really. What do you think we're in for, and what will that mean for interest rates in Australia?
Yeah, it was a very strong month, last month's labour force report, and we're expecting to see a softer number as a result of some payback. There's been seasonal issues within the data over the holiday period. We're now looking at the data for March, and by and large, we should see most of those seasonal issues wash out. And I think what that will reveal is that the unemployment or the labour market is cooling, and the unemployment rate probably comes in around 4% tomorrow. And I think what that does is we've seen some of the central banks flip-flopping, like the Fed. The RBA, as you mentioned in the lead-in, they haven't wanted to pre-commit. But I think when we start to see these seasonal factors wash out, we're going to see that the labour market is cooling. And I continue to expect 2 rate cuts by the end of this year, with the first one in August.
And you still think this year?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. A lot of others are saying next year, but we will wait and see what the jobs figures are tomorrow. And adding to the macroeconomic challenges is what might play out between Iran and Israel, of course. But as drone warfare gets more popular, we've got the Aussie company cashing in today, DroneShield. What's happened with them?
Well, that's right. Geopolitical tensions remain elevated in Europe and in the Middle East as Israel's war cabinet sits down and contemplates what the appropriate response to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend is. And in that, against that backdrop, DroneShield, which is an Australian company that makes counter-drone technology, has had a wonderful day, up about 17.5% after announcing that it had secured a 3-year procurement deal with NATO. And as we know, the drone warfare has really come into its own really since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And as part of the defence of this, DroneShield is in a very good position there. And that looks like a company which is going to continue to do well.
And we've got to talk about Gina Rinehart, who's been circling just about every rare earth option of late. How does a piece of Lynas fit into the puzzle with the rest of Hancock's holdings?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Gina, she's increased her stake in Linus, and I think she's probably been driven by two factors. Analysts suggest that demand will exceed rare earth supply by 2026, so she's looking to lift her stake ahead of that. But also we have seen the government talking about providing funding towards local refinement of critical minerals. And by that, they're referring to rare earths, lithium, copper and nickel. And by chance, they happen to be a lot of those commodities which Gina has a good, strong interest in.
Yeah, she certainly does. She knows how to invest. So it might be worth watching her moves. Always good to talk, Tony. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tony Sycamore there, market analyst with IG.